Before we begin tonight's program, I wanted to remind you about your chance to be a winner. All this week in the Afterglow, we are giving away pairs of tickets to Jesus Christ Superstar, celebrating its 50th anniversary on stage, April 2nd through the 4th at the Waterbury Palace Theater. Last night's winner was Irene Glassman from West Hartford. Congratulations, Irene Glassman from West Hartford. Now, for your chance to win, head over to our Facebook page and click on the contest link. Fill out the short form along with the keyword. The keyword will be given toward the end of tonight's program. Each day, we will pick a winner from all correct entries, limit to one winner per family. Tickets to Jesus Christ Superstar are courtesy of the Palace Theater in Waterbury and 88.9 WJMJ Catholic Radio, where faith meets life.
And the Afterglow is made possible in part by the generosity of Superior Energy in Vernon, offering the superior service that you deserve since 1939, serving the residential and commercial propane needs of Connecticut and Southern Massachusetts for the past 80 years. Receive the one-on-one personalized attention from a local small business and still enjoy their 24/7 support and state-of-the-art scheduling technology to simplify your busy life. Just sit back and leave your propane needs to the experts at Superior Energy. Call 800-242-0427 or visit propaneCT.com.
Good evening. Come on in. Sit a while. It's the Afterglow, the place to be on a Friday evening. Hi, I'm Father John. And this is time to transform from the hectic to the relaxed, from perpetual motion to slow motion. Now, in building our time together, where we share music, encouragement, and hope, we are coming together in faith and friendship. You see, God does not have a secret society of friends. We are as friendly with God as we choose to be. It is our desire that will determine the depth of our friendship with Him. God continually invites us to respond to His love and desire for fellowship. So, together, my friends, we will wind down the day with moments of inspiration and relaxation. Enjoy the evening, get comfortable with some music and inspiration, and we're going to think warm thoughts right here in the Afterglow. In the Afterglow, right here on WJMJ. As for me, I'm Father John, pleased to make your kind acquaintance. Tonight, we remember a breakthrough actress for African Americans. Louise Beavers was a film actress who was born on this very day back in 1902. You remember her? Her Hollywood career spanned more than 30 years and more than 125 films. Although she was forced to play stereotypic roles, such as a maid, a servant, a slave, her authentic talent was always apparent. Beavers had scene-stealing roles in films such as Coquette, Good Sport, She Done Him Wrong, and Imitation of Life. And despite having to trudge through many of the same types of roles, she was able to land work in films like Holiday Inn with Bing Crosby, and Mr. Blandings Builds His Dream House with Cary Grant, and also turned a memorable role as Jackie Robinson's mother in The Jackie Robinson Story. Although film offers dried up in the 1950s, Louise managed to transfer her talents to television and was one of a number of character actresses hired to play the wisecracking, problem-solving maid Beulah. Now, Beulah was one of the first sitcoms to star a black actor and was on the air for 4 seasons. She was plagued by issues involving obesity and diabetes in her later years and died due to a heart attack back in 1962 at the age of 60. In 1976, she was posthumously inducted into the Black Filmmakers Hall of Fame. And tonight in the Afterglow, we remember Louise Beavers, a pioneer, born on this day back in 1902. Well, they say that behind every great man is a great woman. Well, over time, that saying has become irrelevant, as women have been able to emerge towards the forefront in the professional world. Women have made great strides in the fight for equality over the course of decades, and today is a day to honor all women, especially all the working women, on International Women's Day. It's a day to commemorate a protest back in 1857 by female textile workers who were upset about their terrible wages, awful working hours, and horrendous working conditions. Over 50 years later, a women's conference in Finland decided March 8th should officially be International Women's Day. It has become one of the few holidays that is truly celebrated around the world. It is a powerful holiday to remind us how far women have come and how much they give to our society. So honor that special woman in your life, whether it's your wife, mother, sister, daughter, or friend, and let her know how appreciated she is on this International Women's Day.
I am woman, hear me roar, in numbers too big to ignore, and I know too much to go back and pretend. 'Cause I've heard it all before, and I've been down there on the floor. No one's ever gonna keep me down again. Whoa, yes, I'm wise, but it's wisdom for the pain. Yes, I paid the price, but look how much I gained. If I have to, I can do anything. I am strong,
strong.
I am invincible,
invincible.
I am woman. You can bend but never break me, 'cause it only serves to make me more determined to achieve my final goal. And I come back even stronger, not a novice any longer, 'cause you deepen the conviction in my soul. Oh yes, I'm wise, but it's wisdom for the pain. Yes, I pay the price, but look how much I gained. If I have to, I can do anything. I am strong,
strong.
I am invincible.
Yes, you're in the Afterglow. I'm Father John. This is WJMJ, Catholic Radio, where faith meets life. That was Helen Reddy singing I Am Woman, the unofficial anthem for women everywhere. And here's where we take some time to digest the joy of life. So we journey toward the intersection of where faith meets life. The only way to have a friend is to be a friend. Ralph Waldo Emerson. A friend has been described as a gift we give ourselves, another part of ourselves, a mirror reflection. Friendship not only involves us, it begins with us. The attractive force of friendship has its source within the individual's actions. What does a friend do? How does a friend act? What does a friend require of another friend? Well, the answers to all of these questions revolve around the word love. A friend loves. When Paul defines love in his letter to the Corinthians, he lists the attributes of a true friend. Love is always patient and kind. It is never jealous. Love is never boastful or conceited. It is never rude or selfish. It does not take offense and is not resentful. Love takes no pleasure in other people's shortcomings, but delights in the truth. It is always ready to excuse, to trust, to hope, and to endure whatever comes. Now, reaching out to another with love means reaching within to find the love we want reflected back to us. When we love ourselves, when we are a friend to ourselves, we are in a position to attract a friend to us. As our own best friend, we have the gift to give to another. When healthy friendship reaches outward to involve another human being, it becomes a two-way street, one that may include an occasional detour when opinions differ. No road is completely smooth. Relationships are never consistently smooth. However, even with differences, a true friend does not demand more of us than he would of himself, nor lead us into harmful ways. A friend treats us in the best way possible without trying to control us. We are treated the same way we want to treat ourselves. What friends have in common is the best interest of each other. Friends seek to coexist, complement, grow toward greater good with each other. One example of such a friendship was the relationship between the late pianists Ruth Eisenberg and Margaret Patrick, who played to audiences in Canada and the United States. Because of the effect of strokes, one woman played piano with her right hand and the other with her left. Together, they produced the mutually harmonious music that they both loved because each woman was willing to share the best of herself. Friendship begins when we learn how to be our own best friend. Once we feel solid in self-friendship, we are in a position to offer the gift of friendship to another. As Emerson put it so well, the only way to have a friend is to be a friend. And that's where faith meets life.
If you're lonely and need a friend, and troubles seem like they never end, just remember to keep the faith. Love will be there to light the way.
a song by Mariah Carey called Anytime You Need a Friend, as we make new friends together in the afterglow on WJMJ Radio. I'm Father John. Thank you for tuning in this evening. Now, tonight marks the anniversary that one of the most iconic vehicles ever went into production. In 1950, Volkswagen began production of its second automobile after the Beetle. The vehicle was a microbus known officially as the Volkswagen Type 2, but more commonly known as the VW bus. It was reportedly the brainchild of Dutch businessman Ben Pahn, who saw a market for a small bus and sketched out a concept. The idea was further developed by engineers, and on this date in 1950, it went into production. With its boxy, utilitarian shape and rear engine, the VW bus became a favorite mode of transportation for hippies back in the 1960s and was an icon of the American counterculture movement. It was referred to by many as a hippie bus because it was used to transport groups of young people and their camping gear and other supplies to concerts and anti-war rallies. Some owners even painted colorful murals on their buses and replaced the VW symbol on the front with a peace symbol. The VW bus has evolved since then for modern times, taking different names, and is now on its all-electric seventh generation of the vehicle. But it's known best for the first generation, as we remember the VW bus in the afterglow. Well, since 1873, there have been few charitable organizations that have helped Americans more than the American Red Cross. March is American Red Cross Month, and it is a month to celebrate the hard work of the people working and volunteering for that great organization. The American Red Cross was started by a school teacher who saw the benefits of having such an organization after seeing the International Red Cross in action. In the early 1900s, Congress gave the Red Cross a charter, giving the organization the power and obligation to help all of those in need. And they have helped many people over the years. The American Red Cross acquires nearly half of the U.S.'s blood donations, and they help with more than 70,000 disasters a year. Volunteers are always ready to help out, no matter what the situation, and the Red Cross makes sure that they are trained to handle anything. Tonight, we honor all those who work, volunteer, or donate for the amazing organization during American Red Cross Month.
Think of your fellow man, lend him a helping hand, put a little love in your heart. You see, it's getting late, oh, please don't hesitate, put a little love in your heart, and the world will be a better. And the world will be a better place for you and me. You just wait and see. Another day goes by, still the children cry. Put a little love in your heart. If we want the world to know, we won't let hatred grow. Put a little love in your heart. There's no other way. Put a
Well, we just listened to Jackie DeShannon's rendition of Put a Little Love in Your Heart. Now, that song always makes me smile. It's part of the afterglow, and we should be smiling. Put a little love in your heart. And in the afterglow is where we take some time to relax and replace the stress of life with a bit of zest for life. So it's story time now in the afterglow, with a story that might generate a smile. A small boy from a poor family wrote to God for help. His letter, addressed simply to God, asked if he could send $100 to buy food and clothing badly needed for his family. He said his father was out of work and his mother was ill and they had no money. A post office official intercepted the letter and read it. He decided to give it to the local Rotary Club. The club investigated and found that the family was indeed destitute. However, as they only had $90 in their charity fund, they gave that. Some weeks later, the post office official noticed another letter addressed to God. He opened it and read it. It said, "Dear God, thanks for the money you sent, but next time, could you deal direct? Those folks from the Rotary took a commission out of it." Something to smile about.
Thank you.
A soulful instrumental track by John Michael Talbot called One Dark Night, here in the Afterglow. And we like to explore a variety of different music, all combined in such a way as to produce a time to listen and relax, to open our minds and hearts. Thank you for joining me this evening. I'm Father John, and we get together every weekday evening from 7 to 8 to wind down the day with moments of inspiration and relaxation. Now, if peace and relaxation have still eluded you and you need a double dose in the Afterglow this evening, you can hear it all over again. Ah, yes, you can rewind time and listen from the very beginning. Just go to our website, wjmj.org, and under the WJMJ tab, you're going to find the In the Afterglow podcast menu. Click on tonight's show and listen again. A song, a story, where faith meets life. Listen again. You're in the driver's seat, in control, when you visit WJMJ.org. Now, turn on the light. You'll see better. Are you ready to be a friend to God? Our relationship with God is a personal relationship. Do not let anyone or anything come between you and God. God has given priests and teachers for building you up in the faith of the Lord Jesus. They are there to encourage your relationship with God. It is up to you to cultivate this relationship, this friendship.
Stop the clocks, it's amazing. You should see the way the light dances up your hair. A million colors of hazel, golden and red.
Night prayer is coming up, but first, let's let God's Word talk back to us in today's Word.
Oh, I will hold on to the afterglow.
Today is Friday of the third week of Lent. This is the first commandment. You must love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. How many times after an argument have you gone over it thinking of all the things you should have said? When we replay conversations, it means there is unfinished business. The last word has yet to be spoken. So it was with Jesus' hearers. His words were tantalizing. On the one hand, his answers went straight to the point. On the other, his replies were puzzling, ambiguous, and open-ended. The clever scribes couldn't let it rest. They had to come back for another round of debate. Then in today's gospel, Jesus speaks the last word. A scribe had asked him which commandment was first, and Jesus cuts through all the theological wordplay, all the clever stories and sayings to speak clearly. Love God first, and love your neighbor as yourself. What could be simpler? But as with all truth, what is simple is never easy. For the harder we try to love God and our neighbor, the more we realize how impossible it is. Our efforts to love God turn into religious routine or a restless search for spiritual fulfillment. Meanwhile, our efforts to love others become either insincere sentimentality or a grinding duty to put up with people. When we realize our failure and try harder, love becomes even more elusive. Love may be a command, but it is also a gift. We cannot love God and our neighbor until we have first received the gift of love. We can only love as we accept God's love for us. This is why Jesus' teaching stopped the scribes, and no one dared ask any more questions. Not only would further questions have seemed vain, but there were no further questions. Love is not only at the heart of every theological question, but also at the heart of humanity itself. Accepting God's love and allowing it to flourish is both the last word and the first word. For when love comes, there is a new beginning, and all our questions are answered in silence.
We have time for racism. We have time for criticism. Held bondage by our isms. When will there be a time to love? We make time to debate religion, passing bills and building prisons, building fortunes and passing judgment. When will there be a time? When will there be a time to love? When you're weary, feeling small, when tears are in your eyes, I will dry them all. I'm on your side. Get rough and friends just can't be found, like a bridge over troubled water. I will lay me down like a bridge over troubled water. I will lay me down. When you're done and out, when you're on the street, yeah, when evening falls
now on this Friday, the 8th day of March, on the memorial of St. John of God, as the shadows lengthen and the evening comes, we reflect on God's nourishing and loving presence with us. So we close our time in the afterglow with prayer. Watch, O Lord, with those who wake or watch or weep tonight, and give your angels charge over those who sleep. Tend your sick ones, O Lord Christ. Rest your weary ones, bless your dying ones, soothe your suffering ones, pity your afflicted ones, shield your joyous ones. And for all your love's sake, we pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Dear Lord, thank you for your comfort in my life. I draw near to you and seek your comfort this evening. Thank you that your love and comfort is so great that it surrounds me completely, and there is no part of my life that is beyond the reach of your loving care and healing touch. I ask that you would reach down and touch me with your healing power and take away any pain I feel, both physically and emotionally. Free me from misery and discomfort and enable me to live a productive life so I can do great things for your glory. I pray that you would help me to be a person of integrity, one who is honest and upright. Help me to be sound and complete. Make me whole so that my wholeness will keep my integrity from ever being compromised. Let my integrity guide me so that I am always able to make the right decision at the right time.
I hunger and thirst for you, O Lord, come fill my soul. I hunger and thirst for you, O Lord, come fill my soul. When I'm found in your presence, Lord, my flesh and bones take rest. My soul is touched with a love I trust completely. I hunger and thirst for you, O Lord, come fill my soul. I hunger and thirst for you, O Lord, come fill my soul.
Give ear, my people, to my teaching. Incline your ear to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable and utter hidden lessons of the past.
The things we have heard and understood, the things our parents have told us, these we will not hide from our children, but will tell them to the next generation, the glories and the might of the Lord, and the marvelous deeds that have been done.
God established a decree in Jacob and set up a law in Israel. Our forebears were given a command to make it known to their children, that the next generation might know it, the children yet to be born.
They should arise and declare it to their children, that they should set their hope in God and never forget God's deeds, but keep every one of the commandments.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Thank you.
Let us no longer judge one another, but rather resolve never to put a stumbling block or hindrance in the way of a brother. I know and am convinced in the Lord Jesus that nothing is unclean in itself. Still, it is unclean for someone who thinks it unclean. If your brother is being hurt by what you eat, your conduct is no longer in accord with love. Do not, because of your food, destroy him for whom Christ died. So do not let your good be reviled, for the kingdom of God is not a matter of food and drink, but of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Whoever serves Christ in this way is pleasing to God and approved by others.
You shall love your neighbor as yourself.
Behold, behold, the mighty one has done great things for me. Behold, behold, the mighty one has done great things for me. And holy is your name, and holy is your name. My soul exalts you, behold my Lord, whose mercy lies on me.
My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones, and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to help his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever.
Behold, behold, the mighty one has done great things for me. Behold, behold, the mighty one has done great things for me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
You shall love your neighbor as yourself.
God of love, your law is life. In hope, we pray.
Lead us to your light, O God.
Give insight, love, and knowledge to those who work in hospitality and food preparation. In hope, we pray.
Lead us to your light, O God.
Inspire pastors, deacons, liturgists, musicians, and all who prepare worship services. In hope, we pray.
Lead us to your light, O God.
Strengthen our desire for prayer, fasting, and almsgiving, and fill us with the joy of the Holy Spirit. In hope, we pray.
Lead us to your light, O God.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
May God make straight our paths, then lead us to love in deed and truth by the power of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Before the ending of the day, Creator of the world, we pray that you with steadfast love would keep your watch around us while we sleep.
From evil dreams defend our sight, from fears and terrors of the night. Tread underfoot our deadly foe that we no sin thought may know.
Hunger. come fill my soul. I hunger and thirst for you, O Lord, come fill my soul. I will bless you for
now offer a prayer, requesting the intercession of Blessed Michael J. McGivney, priest of the Archdiocese of Hartford and founder of the Knights of Columbus.
God, our Father, protector of the poor and defender of the widow and the orphan, you called your priest, Father Michael J. McGivney, to be an apostle of Christian family life and to lead the young to the generous service of their neighbor. Through the example of his life and virtue, may we follow your Son, Jesus Christ, more closely, fulfilling his commandment of charity and building up his body, which is the Church. Let the inspiration of your servant prompt us to greater confidence in your love, so that we may continue his work of caring for the needy and the outcast. We humbly ask that you glorify your venerable servant, Blessed Father Michael J. McGivney, on earth according to the design of your holy will. Through his intercession, grant the favor I now present. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Be present, O merciful God, and protect us through the silent hours of this night, so that we who are wearied by the changes and the chances of this fleeting world may rest in your eternal changelessness. Lighten our darkness, and in your mercy defend us from all perils and dangers of this night. Visit this home, O Lord, we pray, and drive far from it the snares of evil. May your holy angels dwell with us and guard us in peace through the night. And may your blessing be always upon us, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
May the God of hope fill you with every joy in believing. May the peace of Christ abound in your hearts. May the Holy Spirit enrich you with his gifts now and forever. And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. This is Father John, and once again I wanted to thank you for listening to tonight's program. All this week, in the Afterglow, we will be giving away pairs of tickets for you to see Jesus Christ Superstar on stage April 2nd through the 4th at the Waterbury Palace Theater. To win, head over to our Facebook page and click on the contest link. Fill out the short form along with the keyword Afterglow. Once again, the keyword is Afterglow. Each day, we will pick a winner from all correct entries, limit one winner per family. Tickets to Jesus Christ Superstar are courtesy of the Palace Theater in Waterbury and 88.9 WJMJ, Catholic Radio, where faith meets life. You've been listening to Night Prayer in the Afterglow with Father John. Thanks for listening. In the Afterglow, a time of reflection and relaxation is underwritten in part by the people of Superior Energy of Vernon, Connecticut. Now in their 80th year, they offer personalized 5-star propane service to customers throughout Connecticut and southern Massachusetts. For more information, call 800-242-0427 or visit propanect.com. Coming up is Exploring Music with Bill McLaughlin from the WFMT Radio Network. This is WJMJ at 88.9 in Hartford, 107.1 in New Haven. WJMJ, Catholic Radio, where faith meets life, and where we're inviting you to be to enjoy an entire evening of relaxing music tailor-made for you.